This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Walk on by.
Stop.
Stop. Walk on by.
Yes or no?
Stop.
On the text lines, will we be playing Gloria by Laura Branigan? Brian, what do you what does it look like right about now?
Someone I think maybe is blaming us. Let me try to find it real quick. It's saying, no, you played it prematurely from the 618. Does that mean it's our fault if they lose?
Oh, gosh. But it looks like they're almost all yeses after that. Oh, Bill in South County says no.
No.
That's two no's.
I saw another one in there. I think Bill, Big Boss of North County.
2-2.
Yep.
3-2. 4-2. 5-2. 6-2, 7-2, 8-2, 9-2. So it's 10-2. Hockey Bob, of course.
573, I hated that Patrick Sharp as a player, but he's really good as an analyst.
He is good. Courtney D, that's an awful song for a hockey playoff run. Why don't they play I Am Woman by Helen Reddy also?
Oh, stop.
Brutal.
It.
I kind of like the song.
It's fun and weird and unique, and that's what makes stretches like this enjoyable.
Yeah.
You could be simple and play Another One Bites the Dust by Queen or something like that after
the
a win.
The Heat Is On was the 85
yes.
one for the Cardinals, and then there was Celebration in 1982.
But those were popular songs at the time. Like this song, I couldn't tell you the last time I heard a Laura Branigan song prior to this run. And it's just, it's a weird thing that has its origins in that winning streak, and it's fun that they've carried it over.
All right. Let me tell you about our good friends at Lakeside Roofing. They were established in 1972. They have a solid rep for excellence in the roofing industry. Their philosophy is focused around a relentless commitment to customer service, quality products, and outstanding workmanship. Lakeside Roofing's reputation is one of reliability, trust, high-quality work, competitive pricing. They feature the finest quality roofing materials and provide expert installation. In Illinois, call 618-344-2800. In Missouri, call 314-241-5253. Find them online at lakesideroofing.com.
I'm going to assume this is a yes, but I read from the 618. I'll always have cautious optimism. The Blues have disappointed so much that until they are actually holding the cup and skating around the ice with it, I'm not going to believe they can win it. I'm going to assume that cautious optimism is a yes.
Now, for me, I'm different than most Blues fans. I'm an outsider, I don't have hockey prowess. I've only been living in the city for about six or almost 7 years now.
Hockey acumen.
Yes. So I think it's a great season if the season ends tonight. I hate to be that guy, but how will the city react to the season if it does end? Because you got to look, January, you were dead last. You're talking, National Hockey Writer talking about major trades for the Blues. And then you get back to almost the Western Conference Final. I'd say it's a win, and I guess the city probably wouldn't think that way. But
that's it. No, it's a good take. It really is. I'd say that. Yeah, I think most of the city will be disappointed, but it's not going to be like 90-10. I'd say it's more like a 60-40. I don't use the word disappointment. I'm saying the season is a disappointment.
Yes,
I think most people would probably. Gosh, how can you say the season's
it's
a disappointment?
Tough, and you know there will be people.
Yeah, there's a lot of people think, wait a minute, it's 52 years, but you went to the Cup. You know, this was the year. Dallas is not that great, you know.
But I think Bennington stands on his head tonight, and I think the Blues go to the Western Conference Finals. And how great is it that you could potentially have home ice advantage in the Western Conference Finals? I know you haven't played well at home, but it's still nice if, as far as Stillman and Armstrong get that extra revenue. And just having home ice itself, fans get to see the team more. So,
hey, check this out. Don Jewish texting in, and Don is texting and saying there's an Italian version of Gloria.
No, I think we played. I forgot who sang it here.
Check it out. Stephen,
it's hilarious.
Stephen Wildwood, by the way, texting in. I want Charles Glenn to sing the anthem Beyond Tonight. I was with Charles on Friday night, and he has MS. He's slowing it down. His health's not bad. But this is going to be it. So let's just hope that he has about six or seven more anthems in him. Is this the Gloria, the Italian version?
It is.
Is a.
Anche a questa bocca che il cibo più non tocca.
Catchy.
I like it.
È sempre questa storia che lei la chiamo Gloria. Gloria sui tuoi fianchi. La mattina nasce il sole.
Great. The recording artist. This is good.
Umberto Tozzi? Tozzi? T-O-Z-Z-I?
Wow. That's good stuff.
It's great.
All right. In fact, today on Today in St. Louis this morning, the Oakville Band was playing Gloria live on Channel 5. So this Gloria song is huge. Let's see. Let's read a couple more of these here, Brian.
I think if you think way back to the preseason, you could potentially think it a disappointment. However, if you just go to December, there is no way you can consider it a disappointment. That's from Doug Vaughn's Fancy Thong.
Any look-alike resemblance with Coach Q and Dan Dierdorf?
I mean, they both have mustaches.
I don't see that.
Yeah.
No. I like the Derek Gould, Mike Schilt.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
And I, when I say whenever I say that to Martin, Martin says, "No, who should be more insulted?"
Wow. No one.
They're both handsome. Better.
I think it's a wash. I think they're both very successful in both their careers, so I think it's a wash.
And handsome men.
There's that Webb Blankenkill coin again coming through.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now maybe if you want to judge salaries, obviously Schilt might make a little bit more.
Think so. But you know what though, as we speak now, you know who's a better chance to get to the Hall of Fame?
Derek Gould.
Yeah,
if Derek does this for like another 15 years, you know, writers that put in like 30 years with one team and really prolongs great service, like Kamish, they get in.
And Gould is he has so much great content. He's a fantastic baseball writer. So we're lucky.
He is. He's absolutely great. All right. Let's see what else.
I want Charles Glenn to sing the anthem Beyond Tonight, yeah. Stephen Wildwood.
Play the victory song prior to the game isn't a jinx at all.
Don't finish that last word. That's a curse word that we can't read on the air.
Oh, I can't read that one. Huh?
No.
Ha!
He's unhappy with us about playing Gloria before the game, which I'm pretty sure every station in the area, music, news talk, sports talk, will play Gloria at some point between now and 7 o'clock.
And by playing it at 10:50 this morning, it's going to have a great impact on whether Jaden Schwartz can have a deflection goal. Tonight.
Right. And I know for a fact I have played Gloria the morning of a Blues game prior in the Jets series and in this series, and they have pullout winners. So
look, we say this now. We say this now, but at 10:30 after the Blues lose 8-0, Jordan Bainton's gonna be in the locker room blaming us playing that song.
That's right.
I was all psyched till I heard that damn song on 590 The Fan. Frank's that's when it all went downhill.
Frank's in the locker room getting sound and Bennington giving the cold shoulder.
Yeah. He's good at that, actually.
I heard you play that song.
Let's see. How about Splashback Deuce there?
Splashback chiming in saying, it kind of stinks that the Blues could have been playing this well all season, but we've seen a lot of good hockey. Always disappointing to get this close and lose in the event they do lose, but it's been a hell of a comeback run nonetheless.
It's two separate seasons is what they played almost
really
in this season. It's so helter-skelter that they couldn't have played worse. At the beginning of the year, and they could not have played better since January 1st. Could not have played better.
Boy, imagine if they do win and you like open up on Saturday. By the way, we just learned from a texter that Cher has a concert Friday night at the Enterprise Center, so the earliest the Blues could play a home game here would be Saturday.
Yeah. You going to Cher?
No.
Okay.
I like the Saturday night.
Isn't there an interesting clientele to a Cher concert? Gay?
I think people dress
men.
Up for it.
I think
no, gay men.
Oh, I don't know
women.
That. I know people. You know, they'll get excited for it.
Oh, it'll be – you're talking for people watching, I think, you know, at a Cher. You have so the scale of the barometer is so vast. I mean, you have so many different neglected groups of people.
Along those lines, Brian and Puzzy, if you've watched The Sopranos.
Oh, sure.
I have, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. So he's with the psychiatrist, Miss Bracco. And he's talking about how he's upset that Vito is gay.
You're at that point.
And, oh, I love that.
And he says, you know, I find it disgusting. And then he says, I laughed out loud at 12:45. He said something like, but, you know, Jennifer Beals was in that series. She gay in real life? But he said it like that. Oh, so funny.
But the other thing with two women, that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of the best one-liners are in the Sopranos. I mean,
oh, yeah. I mean, you think it's a serious, you know, there's just so much humor there. It's spectacular.
The Vito storyline brought out some of the best lines in the series, how they all react to
it. Yeah.
And I thought at the beginning of that, I'm like, oh, this is a stretch. Here goes the end of this series because, you know, they're throwing in this weird, odd storyline into a mafia type. It could not have been funnier.
Yeah. And you'd think, too, because it's really a reflection on life. If there's that many men in this show, one of them is going to be gay. Yep. I mean, look at the percentages in this country. So I'm not to the point where Vito is eliminated, so I don't know how it's going to end. So don't tell
me. But you've watched the scene where they're all in the basement of Satriel's and they're discussing it.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I was in tears when I saw that scene for the first time. Yes.
Oh,
my God. That scene is brilliant.
Pauly is just a detestable character.
He's the best character in it, though.
Oh, my God. How about when he finds out about the mom? It's not really his mom, and he treats his poor aunt like that. Oh,
the best.
I just love when Bobby Bacala goes, we can't let Vito in our social club no more. That much I do know.
All right, before we go to break, a quick word about our good friends at Gatesworth, Finest in Senior Living, if you're looking for a place for mom or dad, aunt or uncle, grandma or grandpa. It's 170 Delmar. It's one McKnight place. The answer is always yes when you call down to the front desk. The food is outstanding. The activities are endless. The Gatesworth. And, of course, Bomberito sponsors the show content. If you're looking for a car, bomberito.com really is the place to go. They sell over 30,000 cars a year, 20 new car locations, 9 pre-owned car locations. Nobody sells a car quite like Frank and John Bomberito. What a story of success in St. Louis. We'll take a break when we come back. Martin Kilcoyne.